And we are back. I'm Yanni Rude. Welcome to the show.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having those conversations since college.
Yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts, married at first sight recap. I hate this show. Having a week off last week and watching tonight has just added fuel to the flame of me hating this show. That I'm just sitting there just mad. I'm so mad that I didn't even drink whiskey. I'm drinking White Claw because I didn't get a chance to go stock up.
Wait, and so what are you drinking again? Something. What are you drinking again?
Oh my God, it's a White Claw. Black
cherry. No one so can stop the claw.
It's so good. Oh my God.
Oh, I can't believe you're actually drinking that. But you know what? I feel your pain. You know, this is the one time I actually do feel your pain. You're right. That week off, and they should never do this again, their journey so far. Save that for the streaming service, okay? Do not put that on regular TV and break up this thing, because we were on a roll. You put that crap up there, gave us a week off, and now we're like, we're back to the same arguments?
Back to the same hate. Why do you watch this show? Why do you do this to yourself? Who hurt you? Show me on the doll where they touched you, where now you got to watch Married at First Sight and be this into it.
This thing was so different when this first started. It touched me in my heart. You know, so for those of you who are new to the show, here's the reason why. Before we get into these couples, just want to explain to you why Terrell is just so Married at First Sight, and here we are doing a recap, right? So he's never been a really big reality TV person, right? But then he made this deal with the devil way back in the day, saying that he never watched The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor. Then, of course, pandemic hits. ABC says, let's give the black guy a try. And they did. So enter Matt James. And when he stuck watching it, me being the good friend that I am, I'll watch it along with him. And then in return, he decided to watch one of the shows that I like, which is Married at First Sight, because he's a good friend too. So Married at First Sight, season 13, we're watching it. He's saying how stupid it is. Halfway through the season, he just makes this crazy deal with the devil, unprovoked, says, if Gil and Merla make it to decision day, we'll do season 14. And voila, here we are.
And they broke up the day after. It's bullshit.
Well, they made it to decision day, though.
Whatever. I think somebody tipped them off and they said, hey, there's this Terrell guy that's on YouTube, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to say yes. But we're not going to mean it.
Well, you know, a lot of things were said, and I think they were meant. And we saw this blow up at the end of the last episode 2 weeks ago. Katina and Olajuwon. I don't know if you get this the same way I do, but for me, Olajuwon is just so self-centered, man. It's aggravating to watch. And I see women on Twitter saying that he is projecting based on how he treated women in the past.
Yeah, well, today was hard for me because you know how, you know, Olajuwon off talked to the camera or they pull something separate? Mm-hmm. The neck tattoo wasn't there. And so when I first saw that, I was just like, what have I been missing?
It's the week off.
It's like, God, this White Claw is strong. Goodness. I'm seeing stuff. But the neck tattoo kept throwing me off. But yes, he is very selfish, self-centered. Mm-hmm. And he did it again, right? They had the blow up. We all saw it last week, so we were curious what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And Katina winds up doing something to make him happy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he's good. Now, did you catch when Michael was talking to him? I'm looking at Elijah. I'm like, you high as hell. Yo. I know the look.
He's like, oh, we go shoot? Give me a second. Let's go.
I'm looking at his eyes. I'm like, dude, you are high as hell right now.
Yep.
No. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the dating app.
Yeah.
I get that maybe she had an old dating app on her phone. Now, I've used dating apps, using one now. And if I click it, I'm logged in. I don't log out of it. Mm-hmm. And so if she hasn't logged into it, great. But what's the big deal? And I think maybe it is all the infidelity that maybe he's done, all the different things in his past that he's, you know, projecting onto her.
Yes.
But if I was Katina's friend, I would ask her, so let me get this right. Y'all been together a little over a month. Mm-hmm. He hasn't touched you. And he looks like this. Mm-hmm. Y'all haven't slept together. There's a problem.
A big problem.
There's no guy mm-hmm. that I know that could live with somebody for 4 weeks and y'all have not had sex yet.
And Katina is not unattractive. If
no.
If Lindsay was his wife, I could understand, okay? But it's not. It's Katina. Okay.
He'd have slept with her night one because.
You're absolutely right. Because, and great point, because I don't remember Lindsay apologizing to him, but he sure forgave her quickly. Now they're buddy buddy, so much so that at the dinner in the last episode, she felt cool enough and free enough with him to call his wife a bitch twice. Right?
Yeah.
So you're right. He probably would have slept with Lindsay the first night. I mean,
yeah. Isaac would have broke it down. Olajuwon might have been having some second thoughts, but Isaac had been like, hey, I'm going to shut you down. I got this.
You know, when Katina sat down with her friend, all I could think was, look, Katina, all you need to know about how your marriage is doing is right there on Twitter, hashtag MAFS. Trust me, it can tell you everything that's going on in your marriage, because even her friend was like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's so interesting to me when the people talk to their friends and the advice that their friends get. And of course, we don't see everything or right. The whole conversation. But I think her friend should have said, wait, y'all have not slept together? You want to, but he hasn't. Mm-hmm. There's a problem right there. But then the other thing is that she's constantly trying to, at least what they're showing us in the show, that's the other thing about this bullshit. What they're showing us is that Olajuwon does nothing for her. And she's trying to overcompensate when he gets pissed off. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we're taking Katina's side. And I still side with Katina because I think Olajuwon is not a good dude.
He's a jackass.
You know, these friends got to be super honest with them. Mm-hmm. And kind of like, I mean, you and I have had some conversations where I'm like, no, you need to end that. Mm-hmm. You need to break up. Mm-hmm. I just told you. You didn't do it because of me. But eventually you were like, yeah, Tara was right.
You just wanted to be able to say that Tara was right. That's all you want. That's all you really wanted to say. That was the whole point.
Feel good.
You know, one of my favorite things about when this couple is on, though, is that the way Twitter goes, you get all the different names for Olajuwon. And people are so disrespectful, man. The names I saw this way. Oil of Olay. Olay Olay I. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oofa Loofa. old bummerfo. And Ola Clown. Wow. That's so disrespectful with that name. Twitter does not play when it comes to Katina, and they always come for Olajuwon, and I'm here for it every single time.
Rightfully so. He deserves all he's getting.
Yeah, because he thinks he's a good person. I'm a good person, like Alyssa. And that's because around him is nothing but enablers. The same thing we said about her, we can literally say about him. And we saw that with the coach, because the coach just seemed to excuse that behavior. Like, yeah, we know you're passionate. No, you're not passionate. You're rude and you're an asshole. There's a difference.
But do you pick up on this? Because I'm noticing that Olajuwon, when he talks to his coach, when he talks to the matchmakers, all the different folks, there's this persona that he puts on.
Yes.
It's like he's saying what people want to hear and he's acting. And then the real him comes out.
Yeah.
But every time he talks to me, like to a stranger, you would think he's like the dopest person. This guy is so nice.
Yeah.
And remember when he met with, I think after the wedding, when he met with Katina's friends, how they picked up on that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The dude picked up on, he was just like, Trust your gut.
If they had a chance to meet him before the wedding, they would have told a girl, don't do it.
Yeah, no.
You know, as we move on to Jasmina and Michael, I will say this is the most I've seen Jasmina smile or laugh in one episode than the entire season.
Yeah, she did. And this is going to sound evil to me, but just her smile, just when she smiles, I just think her breath stinks. There's just something about her.
You know, the bad thing about it, I know exactly what it is you see that makes you think that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I just look at him just like, you look like your breath stinks. Just nasty. So them this week, I do think that their communication's gotten better.
Yes.
I like the fact that he cooked. What bothered me about them too, and it's not even, Michael has nothing to do with this. I'm looking at Jasmine. I'm like, how do you not know how to drive? How do you not have a driver's license? I don't understand that. You're in your 30s. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you live in a city that has public transportation. Mm-hmm. You're an adult. What if we travel somewhere where we want a car? I need you to drive sometimes. Like, and that's great. If there are men out there that say, hey, my baby didn't have to drive, I'll do it. That's awesome. You find you one of those. Me personally, I would not want to be with a woman that doesn't have a driver's license. at all. You can't drive. What are we doing?
Something happens to me. We got to get to the hospital quickly. You don't have time to call the ambulance. What happens then?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I'll drive. I hate driving, but I'll drive. But at the same time, if something happens to me, we get in an accident, something, somebody's got to be able to take us there.
Yeah. How old is Jasmina? Is she like in her, what, late 20s?
I want to say she's in her early 30s.
I thought early 30s too. And I'm just like, if you're in your early 30s and somebody has to take you into a school parking lot and put some cones out to help you teach you, you failed.
Let's see. How old is Jasmine? She's 29 years old.
Okay. It's too old to not have a driver's license.
It didn't matter what number you said. It was still going to be, the answer was going
to
be the
too
same.
Old too old to not have a driver's license. There are 16-year-olds that can do more than you can right now. And that's ridiculous. And I just don't understand that. And maybe that's just it. Maybe that's Jasmina maybe wants to be independent, but also doesn't. I mean, she tends to have guy roommates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably in Boston, it's hard to live by yourself. So it makes sense you have roommates. You don't drive yourself anywhere because you don't want to learn to get a license.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in accidents, too. I'm still driving.
The thing that I will say about that was that whole driver's test prep, I thought was really cute. You know, they had a good moment. And I will say that at least you'll come out of this this relationship experiment with something positive, that being the driver's license, right? I even saw people on there like a smoky 913 saying, I'm enjoying Jasmine today. And I did today because she was nice. And it was good to see them have that kind of interaction and all that good stuff. They're going to make good friends.
Exactly. BFFs forever, but they are not going to say yes. She is not attracted to him.
Mm-mm.
We've been saying it this whole time. There's nothing amazing he's going to make that's going to give her that that feeling. What does she say? You know, he don't make me get wet or whatever she said that one episode.
My coochie just don't get wet.
Exactly. She doesn't feel it for him.
Yep.
And that's totally okay. But, you know, unfortunate for Michael because he's trying. I'm just like, dude, you need to recognize. She's been with you for 4 weeks and she's not done anything beyond maybe a peck. You barely get a handhold.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like you.
At all. But I will say on his part, though, because, you know, I've been hard on Michael from the very beginning. The fact that he said there have been times that I wasn't given 100%. I said, that's an honest moment. And that was a moment for her to actually say, you know what? Me, too. And of course she didn't. But I mean, you know, but we knew that because she's not going to own up to shit. And her friend even told her that you don't own up to what you do. He sounds like you. They're the same and they're not going to make it. So they'll be friends. That'll be it. And barely friends. They'll be associates, acquaintances.
Yeah. Every now and then she'll post something, he'll like it. That's about as far as it's going to go. But she's going to unfollow his ass on every one of her social media platforms. She won't unfriend him. She'll just unfollow so she don't see his posts.
Look, she's probably already unfollowed him, right? But as soon as the reunion is over, she's going to unfriend. Probably
she's
going
to dap him up. All right, then, player. Boom, boom, boom.
I have my lawyer call your lawyer.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. It's sad. But I don't see how Michael doesn't realize that there's no chance. Again, 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not even made out.
Look, even when he was talking to his sister and he says, you know, I feel like, you know, we're friends now. The look she gave was like, friend? Y'all married?
Yeah. No. No, they're not. I mean, yes, they're legally married. But she feels zero. Again, if you've been... Guys, if you're living with somebody for 4 weeks and she doesn't touch you, she doesn't like you.
At all.
You're in the friend zone. And ladies, if you're with a man for 4 weeks and he doesn't try anything beyond these little pecks and cuddles and massages, he doesn't like you or he likes one of your male friends.
Who's that friend that was there grilling me at the...
Why don't we have James over? We can play cards.
Speaking of not liking people, oh my God, Lindsay Lohan, Mark the Shark. Mark does not like Lindsay at all. He is so done with this relationship that the air Lindsay breathes bothers him, irritates the shit out of him.
It does, but I figured, I mean, I think we've called this out before, but I think I've figured out what the main issue is.
Mm.
Mark is a beta. He's a beta male.
Mm-hmm.
He can't handle a Lindsay. And Lindsay can't be with a beta male because she's going to walk all over him.
Yep.
And so that is Mark's problem. You're scared to say something because you're worried it's going to upset her. Say what you need to say and y'all have the conversation. So I'm starting to see more of what Lindsay's talking about. I think for Mark to, you know, I'm looking for a job and all that stuff. Lindsay's like, I want some action behind it. Yeah. And she wants action too, obviously, because he's been petting the cats more than he's been petting her. But
petting the wrong cat.
Yeah. So, but I mean, Mark's just a beta male. Mm-hmm. And so whatever woman he gets with, he needs to find a weaker woman. And that way they can spend their Friday night for hours going, where do you want to eat? I don't know, wherever you want to eat. When do you want to eat this? I don't want to eat that. We had that last time. What do you want to do? I don't care. Whatever you want to do. And next thing you know, they're just sitting there having microwave popcorn, playing with cats, and don't go anywhere.
According to Lindsay, the conversations and how he's been following and talking to Alyssa, well, maybe that's the couple that we'll find out about later at some point, because she said that on one of the after parties. But, you know, the thing with Mark, and you made a great point here about beta males dealing with alpha females, right? And the difference is that there are men who think they're alphas and are very wrong about it, because they say, well, I'll ask me anything. I keep it straightforward. I say it as it is. And they'll ask a direct question and then they dance around the answer. And that tells an alpha woman, you ain't got what you need. And that's what you see, because Mark says these things and then doesn't follow through. And Lindsay just comes straight forward. Now, not saying that she's got the best way of saying shit, and, you know, Lindsay irritated me from the very beginning, but I see what you're saying and I get what you mean on that. But I will say this. There are two things that really popped out on this for me. When they were in the produce department, Mark is like me going through the produce department. Nope, 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 nope. And I thought it was really funny that she called him Chicken Finger Man.
Well, he is, but here's the thing that I don't understand about this situation. And of course, maybe I'm not married and, you know, this is why I don't understand it. If you're with a partner that doesn't like something, let it be.
Yes.
Like, why try to force them to try all this stuff? She wants somebody who's a foodie and adventurous eater. Mark's not.
Right.
Great. Y'all can do other things. But why do you keep forcing this dude to try to put food in his mouth that he keeps telling me he doesn't want to do? Like, that would annoy the hell out of me. Because, like, I've told you many times. No, it's like Larry Fishburne in, what's that movie? Shit, I forgot. I was like, I done told you. Don't want to do that.
Well, you know, it's funny she said, and that strikes a chord with me, because every woman I've ever dated has always tried to get me to do the thing, eat vegetables, because, you know, I'm like, my wife didn't. She's like, all right, cool. So that was a secret.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, he doesn't want to eat it. Let it go. But she constantly, every time they have food, she's trying to force him to try stuff. He's told her, I don't want to.
Well, Mark, there are some things you got to eat, though. But something, speaking of food.
Well, just after the honeymoon. After that, from what I understand.
After that, it's just special occasions.
Yeah, there's just her birthday
Valentine's
and anniversary.
Day, Mother's Day. You know, here's the thing, though. Lindsay and them cats, Lindsay, Mark, and those cats. The cats on the kitchen counter, on the kitchen island, is the reason why I don't do office potlucks. What the hell?
Yeah, but yet, you're a cat person. I could totally see you doing a photo shoot with some cats.
No. I'm not the photo shoot person. And cats have minds of their own. If they don't feel like doing the photo shoot, they're not doing it.
And those cats didn't look happy in those shark outfits.
Look, they didn't look happy in the outfits. Those cats were the only ones being honest, showing their honest feelings in that photo shoot. Mark and Lindsay are smiling. Them cats like,
this is bullshit. Four more weeks and we go home. Four more weeks.
So, Noy and Steve, you know, best thing I saw about this, though, was when someone on Twitter said, Steve and Mark playing catch on the beach while everyone else is at work. Like, you know what? You guys got a point there. What I noticed is that Steve gave Mark all the info that Noy has been begging for. Everything that we wanted to know, he said, except an actual number.
Mm-hmm. But I was listening to that. He said, I have a good savings. And he keeps talking about, like, she wants me to get a job or a full-time job, which tells me he doesn't have a job. So remember, we talked about this before, and he's consulting.
Right.
If he's consulting, that's a job. Whether he does it 40 hours a week, 10 hours a week, there's revenue coming in. So it sounds like he doesn't have revenue coming in.
Right.
He has whatever he saved up, and it could be substantial.
Yeah.
But when he was talking to Mark, he's like, I need to understand that, you know, what the plan is and all this type of stuff. It's like, dude, you told her you want to have two kids. Do you have enough money right now that you can maintain this lifestyle and two kids and everything would be fine? If no, get a damn job.
Right.
Or tell Noe the plan. But if you need Noe to come up with the plan, then shady.
That was, then his explanation for not having a job was, for not going to get one was, I will agree with you on this. It really was, because how much creative time do you need to determine a life plan? Because, well, in order for us to figure out what we want to do for life, I'm going to need this creative time. No. Really? And if you want to say, in my job, I've got to be creative, and when I'm best at what I do is when I'm creative, then that makes sense in that sense. I can't be locked down to this 9-to-5. There are people who just are not with that. There's a reason why the pandemic was great for a lot of people who will never be back in the office all the time, right? Because they function better in different ways. So if he had said it that way, one thing. But this crap he gave, nah.
No, it's weak sauce. Now, I did look at Noe a little sideways tonight.
A lot.
Because I realized that Noe has pretty privilege. So pretty privilege, you don't have to do all that housework and all that stuff because you find a guy that thinks you're so awesome that he either handles it or whatever. She doesn't want to clean toilets and bathrooms. She wanted him to go do that. Now, I don't blame her because in her mind, she's like, I'm working. You have all the free time. Why won't you do this? But pretty privilege will make you say that.
But it's not just even the toilets. She didn't like the toilets. But here's the thing about that. She wants Steve to do everything, right? Like, Steve, I want you to get a full-time job, but I still want you to be my bitch, right? Because that's what she's kind of saying. I mean, pick up Sushi's poop. You know, hey, hey, Sushi, you want a treat? Hey, give her a treat. Hey, go ahead, cook some food. Hey, hand me a knife. You know, clean the bathrooms. No, you clean all the bathrooms. You do everything because I'm working.
Pretty privilege.
It's Saturday. You weren't fucking working.
That happens for her. Guys will do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They will all of a sudden take on all the duties of the dog. You know, let an ugly woman tell you that. You're like, no, you pick up that dog shit. It's your dog. It's not mine. But pretty privilege, you'd be like, okay. And you go and do it. She's had pretty privilege a lot of her life.
I'm not going to have the dog sleeping in our bed in between us and then still go pick up his poop. No, that dog needs to come pick up my poop.
But I'm just saying, it's like, I think you can compromise in relationships, but when you're used to being cute and attractive and you have all these type of guys who will just do whatever for you, that's what you're used to. That's your standard.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't see Noe being somebody that's going to date the front desk manager of the Marriott, you know, because he has a job. She has a standard of living that she wants. That's a lifestyle that she wants. Obviously, she needs a person that makes a certain amount of money for that lifestyle. But I agree with Steve, like, hey, you can help do some stuff around the house. But then also, I agree with Noe. It's like, wait a minute. What are you doing all day?
No.
Like, you have time to do it.
No, because if you want me to go look for a job, I'm not doing this all day. And besides, it shouldn't be that. That shouldn't be the thing. It should be, let's do this together. He's done so much more in that house than she has already. And when he was talking with Steve, he talked about the finances. She hasn't had to put out any more money, and he's putting up more money than her anyway. So what?
But they're not doing anything. They're not paying rent. They're not paying anything for that place. They're not paying for their food. They're not paying for their dates. So what money would he have put up? Does he slip a cameraman a fiver every now and then?
You know, like, what is somebody's got a tip.
Yeah, they're not paying for anything.
So somebody's got a tip.
They go get groceries. It's paid for, right? So all that really doesn't matter. But if he was actively looking for a job, it's one thing. He's not. Mm. So if you're not looking for a job, what are you doing all day?
I will
now,
say,
also, Steve put himself in that position to be the person to cook and clean and do everything all day.
Yeah.
From the beginning. And so now you created a routine and a habit. Why would she all of a sudden change?
No, because you know what? You should do something for somebody you like. And you can tell that she's pretty much done in this relationship right now. When she's like, well, yeah, so after decision day, we'll just go back to our own places. Like, and here's the thing. I don't want to brush off her fear of financial stability, right? But she's bringing that baggage from that last relationship. And you got to be aware of certain things that you learn from past relationships. But you can't bring that on him in that sense, right? Like, well, and the fact that she won't even say that to him. The be an adult and tell him that this is why. Don't just go, well, I just don't feel comfortable. You don't feel comfortable. You moved in with this man. You married a stranger and you've been living with him. Now, granted, there are cameras in the house, but the camera people aren't always there. You live with him. You're sleeping in the same bed with him. What do you mean you're not comfortable? Tell him why.
Okay, but she has said multiple times to him, I'm not comfortable with, you know, what's the plan? What are you going to do? I get you don't have a job now, but what's your plan? And he's not produced anything. So he knows the issue. And I don't blame her. Don't move into some dude's house who's not working. You know, because that's how it starts, right? You start dating a guy, doesn't work. He's feeling it out. He's trying. Next, you know, you're covering for him. Then he moves into your place, and now he's, you know, sleeping on your bed and eating up your groceries, and still no job. And y'all been together 3 years now. And
yeah, but
like,
at least
well, he wanted to go back to school, and I helped put him through school. Like, this is how women get themselves in those type of positions.
Yeah, but those women are just dating. They're married.
Oh, they're, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, like, I don't blame Noe. Don't move in with somebody who has no job or no plan. Mm-hmm. And if Steve could just communicate that, mm-hmm. hey, here's my deal. I'm taking 2021 to the middle of 2022 off. Mm-hmm. Then August 2022, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I plan to be employed by November 1st, 2022. Mm-hmm. And then here's what we're going to do. But she just wants a plan. And why would you live with somebody who has no plan for their life?
Right. I mean, and I agree with you in that sense, because even still, even if you're not going to go work for somebody else, well, I want to start my own consulting firm, my LLC. I want to do this. You know, I've got I'm waiting on my buddy to get out of his thing because I got money saved up for this part and we're going to do this together. Cool. That's a plan. And you know what? I know sometimes we like to say that, you know, we don't see everything. And I really hope they've actually had this conversation behind the scene. And the producers are just like, look, y'all need a goddamn storyline besides cleaning the bathrooms and picking up poop. So let's make it about this. I hope that's the reason and they've actually had this conversation, because if not, that's a problem. You gotta have the financial conversation, an honest financial conversation. And I agree with you. You don't just rely on somebody else and put all your finances on somebody else. So I understand her hesitancy, but at the same time, you've gotta have these conversations. And that's one thing I take away from this, is you gotta have that. My wife and I had these conversations very early. There was never any. Oh well, I'm not gonna let you know exactly how much I'm this. So I'm how much I have in this account. No, here's what I have. What do you have? What's your debt? Let's go. This is what. Okay. How are we gonna attack this? That's how you get to a point. That's the plan that she's looking for, and he just needs to give it to her.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. You have to have a plan. I mean, I'm not married or whatever, but I meet with myself once a month. To go through my finances and have some honest conversation with myself, like, why the hell did you buy that?
I must say, how much do you argue with yourself about these finances?
Oh, I'm just like, well, did you have fun? Well, I don't have any kids. I don't have any overhead. So I'm like, I'll take a loss this month.
Yeah, toast to that, goddammit.
I'll take a loss this month. No problem. I don't mind going this month in the red. It's whatever. I'll bounce back in April. But they do really need to have a deep conversation on the finances. And I think even if the producers are making them blow this up.
Yeah.
If they are, I don't see the win-win. I think there's other things they could have blew up around that if he was financially secure. But I think for Noe, and I would say this for any woman, never move in with a man with no job. Ever.
Live but with a man say that.
With no job.
Here's the problem. Just saying I'm not comfortable is not good enough. Say why you're not comfortable. Because 3 days into this marriage, you were talking about, well, I think I'm falling in love. And you were waiting for him to say it, and he didn't. And you were all upset.
Like that. Cool. That was so funny. That's a word? Dope.
Exactly. Oh, man. Hey, don't forget, we do our regular episodes, audio episodes, every Monday. Tuesday, we drop the videos on YouTube. And, of course, Wednesday, we're right back here. Married at First Sight, Season 14 recaps. Bastard!
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, and also, don't forget, Episode 83 is coming. April 11th, the Skydive Edition. How high has, you know, Terrell convinced me to jump out of a perfectly good plane?
I went with you. I didn't just like stand on the ground and watch you do it.
Jump!
That'd have been messed up. I triple dog dare you. You coming? Nah, you good.
I'll be down here waiting for you. I'll see you when you get down here one way or another.
I'll get us some ribs. I'll be back.
Hopefully you can eat them when you get down here. Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers to the White Claw.